お前はもう死んでいる。
何？
Recording in progress.
What's up? It's episode 4. It's not even October. It's November 4th, 2022. I'm Alonzo. Here with Jason.
Did you want me to say my name? I thought you were going to. Yeah, okay. Last time you said it, so.
I did do that last time.
Yeah. That's why I was like, all right.
Keep on toes. We're a little late because miscommunication, whatever, but we back here.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Ready to talk about it. It's because I was hyped the whole week. Not the whole week, but after I had finished like the last thing I watched, which was Mob Psycho, I was like, this is a good week of anime.
Yeah, it was so a great week.
So I was hyped to go in. But
I don't know. Call of Duty was calling and I forgot.
No, it's okay. But which one do you want to talk about first?
We can go Mob, I guess, since you said that's the last thing you watched. Okay. We were kind of right. I think the pace was a little bit slower than we expected. I thought it was gonna be like straight into it. Like it was more of them building out what Dimple was doing throughout the city. Cause like I kind of, you know, we talked about like the roots was him trying to take over the broccoli, the tree. Right. And then eventually he figured out a way to get everybody under his mind control by feeding them parts of the tree.
Is that what the drug is?
Yeah, it's like anything that people came in contact with the tree would allow Dimple to basically brainwash them, but like mind control them. And he was trying to lead Mob. He was trying to brainwash Mob too, I think, at some point, because you saw like he was trying to make everybody give him food, give him like, hey, come here to the Psycho Helmet meeting, you know. Yeah, fall like into the cult kind of thing.
Very and, fast. The whole town was under.
Yeah, the whole control. Town. Yeah, the whole town got under his control. He even got his mentor too at the end, even though he well, like, was picked thing. Up on it.
I was like,
that got you. Like how?
Well, I yeah, and also I was like, I couldn't really tell like whether the mentor was really actually under brain control, or uh-huh. if he was just saying that just because he was just like getting lazy or whatever. Like I really couldn't tell.
So he was actually under his mind control. He was able to get him and then Mob showed up, you know, and then everybody started cheering him on, and that was Dimple trying to like his final like attempt on trying to trick Mob into being like, yeah, they love you, kind of deal before he went inside, I think, or I kind of know, or that's how I feel like it, that because Dimple was still controlling him. But he was making them say those things to try to like make Mob feel good. But Mob didn't really like feel good about it.
I'm trying to remember what part you're talking about. Like who said
right at the end of the episode. Remember right at the end of the episode, everybody was at the bottom of the tree. And then when Mob showed up, everybody started cheering him like, oh, it's the real Psycho Helmet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they were like, that's the real guy. That's him. Everybody was cheering when he was walking inside the tree. And then the episode ended. Also the guy with the blonde hair fought Dimples inside the tree.
I was gonna say that was a cool
tried to brainwash him. Yeah, and because he's a psychic too, he's really strong, he's a really good psychic as well, and he ate the stuff and he was like, what the heck, why am I like falling into this cult? Like why am I thinking like this?
He kept like breaking out and
yeah, he broke out of it and then he was like, all right, let me go there, see what's up, I got to stop this at the root. And then he showed up and he figured out it was Dimple really fast because I misspoke in a previous episode. I said that Mob beat Dimples. It was actually him who beat Dimples. And he was like, I already beat you before and I probably should have killed you. But I thought you were going to be like a good guy, like, you know, turn into a good guy and you were hanging out with Mob and stuff. So I didn't really, you know, see anything wrong with it. But clearly you proved me wrong. Also, it's cool that he uses his like tie as a sword. That's awesome.
That was cool. That immediately made like that whole that fight sequence immediately made Mob a best animation contender in that one scene. I was like, oh shit. That was cool. I thought it was a good episode. I was kind of, see, I'm still a little bit confused about, is Mob actually popular with the girls or not? I feel like the question hasn't been answered.
Oh, I mean,
And
I
I
think he's so before all of that, like last episode when he was like everybody was like hanging out with him and stuff, Dimple didn't mind, he didn't have anybody really under mind control yet. So like everybody was like, those are all his friends. Like the one girl from I think it's called the Psychic Club, that's his actual friend. The other girl who does like journalism, that's his actual friend. And then Sabone, I think that's his crush's name. She doesn't really, she knows of him like when they were younger. I don't remember like exactly, but I do believe they used to be kind of friends when they were like little kids. Not like super, super close, but they like, they were friends. And then they kind of grew apart a little bit as they got older. Not in terms of like, oh, I don't like you, but just as all the time, you don't stay friends with the people you were friends with when you were kids, like after you go to school and
yeah.
stuff, But they're still like, like they still talk to each other, like even when he helped her at the garbage can, she was like, I haven't spoken to you in a while. And she was like, thank you. Like they were still pretty cool. So he's actually pretty popular. I think he doesn't realize it. I don't think he's as popular as like, oh, he's the talk of the, of the school or whatever, but he's definitely known. Like people know him.
Because I
So
originally
yeah.
thought that like they were all asking him to do stuff to like distract him
Oh, from the
from
tree?
the tree so he wouldn't go to the event. That's what I thought it happened, because he showed up to like the, I don't know if it was a boat or whatever, he showed up to hang out with someone and then they didn't show up. But then I guess it was up in the air of whether they didn't show up because they were tricking him or they didn't show up because they got brainwashed. So I don't know, but
And his phone stopped working too. So
that's true.
I think Dimple just sabotaged him at the end. Like,
Okay.
because his phone stopped, people's phone, his phone stopped working. He wasn't able to contact people. And then he was just sitting there because he was supposed to go to the meeting. That was the day or the event when the real or everybody was supposed to plead their case on why
Yeah, that's what
their
I was like.
group. And then that's when Dimple showed up at the podium, and then Mob and his teacher was watch were watching it the next day, and they're like, "Well, it looks like somebody took your spot. But if you still want to go there, you can still claim your spot or whatever. But if you don't really care, it's not a big deal." And then that's when they found out people were getting brainwashed. And then they were like, all right, we got to go see what's up. Because Mom didn't even really care at first that somebody like took his place. He was like, oh, okay, whatever. Until he figured out like they were brainwashing people and using the position of power to basically take over people and, manipulate them.
Right.
So, yeah.
This episode was good. I believe it was the last one I watched since this last of my notes. But yeah, it was a banger. So
Yeah.
I'd say it was a banger. I haven't watched the new one yet, but I assume it will be
Oh
as
yeah, it's
good.
good. It's good, yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about, I have a lot of notes for, yeah, nah. So about you, Chainsaw. Let's talk about Chainsaw Man. Let me see
Okay.
here. I thought Chainsaw, I thought, like I said, I thought every episode was good this week. I thought Chainsaw Man was good too. What'd you feel about it?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was all right. Power tricked him, took him to the place, to the bat demon.
Yeah.
And because she was like, I have a cat. She was like, if you help me get my cat back, you can touch my boobs. He was like, oh yeah, for real? Say less.
Cliff notes,
Followed her to some
like Cliff
random
notes, but not Cliff notes version at
yeah.
the same time.
So she took him to this random ominous house in the fucking middle of nowhere in like the woods, but it was like a like an acre of land that was just empty, and it's a house.
Yeah.
They get inside the house, and then she fucking he figures out
No.
that she like tricked him at near before they get inside the
Let's say,
house.
I don't even think they were in the
Yeah,
house.
they weren't even out house. They were like right in front. He was like, I don't know what took him so long to figure this out. Like you're in the middle
I
of
could
nowhere, and
feel,
it's a fucking
yeah,
house.
I could
Yeah,
also just feel the setup. Like it just didn't feel right at all.
yeah. And then so she smacked him over the head with like her hammer. He was kind of knocked out. She took him inside. He wakes back up. He sees this big ass bat And the bat is like, to Power, like, okay, you did what I wanted you to. You finally got me somebody I can feed on so I can basically regenerate and get my health back. And then she thought after she did that, he was going to give her the cat back. And he didn't give her the cat back. He ate the cat. And Denji actually got squeezed. He didn't die, but like he like squeezed him like a fucking sponge and then drank his blood. And he was like, this is not human blood. This is like nasty. This does not taste good. That's mainly why he didn't give her the cat back, because his blood didn't taste good. Or he probably would have did it. He
probably
it anyway.
Wasn't gonna give it.
Yeah,
anyway.
He probably wasn't gonna do it anyway. But that I was like
the bat was like really silly to me. I was just like, if you just want to eat food that tastes good, just
yeah. He was like, I'm gonna go get babies.
Yeah,
like kids, children. I'm like, all right, bro.
I was just like, I don't know.
Is that
like
the most pure form of blood? I guess. I mean,
was he just like so injured he didn't just like go find anybody? Someone?
I don't know, but he had one arm. Like he didn't have his wing or something. Okay. He almost died. He was almost dead. Whoever he fought before. And I think he was saying it was Power's fault that he got injured like that. So that's why. But I mean, her only reason of going back to help him was to get her cat back. And then they gave a little backstory on her and her cat. And it's like, I don't know. I gotta, it's like the show so far is like, for me, it's just like, all right, where's this going? I'll keep watching.
I feel like there's going to be a turning point where things get a little bit deeper. Everything just is so base level.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just so purposely base level.
Oh, and you finally seen, you seen the, remember I told you last week, I was like, she was talking to her higher ups and they were like,
oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. So you seen that part. And
it's
so
just like a table of like six white men.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, don't forget, like this group is not, don't catch feelings for these people, especially the demons. I don't know about the other guy, because he's a real person. She saved him when he was a kid, so I don't think she'll catch feelings, but he's not like a, you know what I'm saying, he's not like a demon. He's an actual person, like that works.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're necessarily talking about him, but I'm pretty sure they're talking about Denji and Power. Like, hey, if this shit goes wrong, we'll just kill those demons, and then it'll just be, you know, it'll be that, and then you have to find a new group or whatever. Cause like it's experimental. We're just trying to test something out. And if it doesn't work, then it's whatever. We'll just stop the experiment.
Yeah. And then also with learning things about Power, there's a couple other things I wrote, just like she's really scared of Makima. Like she doesn't.
Is that
really
the name of the bat? Makima's No. That's the girl with the pink
yeah.
hair. Yeah. The boss lady.
Yeah, the boss. Like Power's like super scared of her. Like, I'm just interested to see like how Makima fights. And Power hates humans and devils.
Yeah, she hates everybody. She likes it's animals, kind of.
She likes her cat specifically.
Yeah, her cat. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, they got one guy who doesn't really hate anyone, just wants to touch boobs. You got someone who hates humans and devils, and then you have someone who just hates devils, and then you have someone who we don't really know anything about. But that was interesting. What else did I write? We'll hunt double for boobs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were talking about, see, this is what I was thinking about before when they're doing the experiment. When she was talking to the people at the table, they were talking about devils being used for like the military.
Yeah.
Like preparing for that. So I was just thinking about that, and I was like, this is probably what the experiment is for.
Cause yeah, see if they can weaponize them and control them for
the military
use. Yeah.
Which is like a theme. Not even just in anime, just in like humans in general. It's like, oh, this is like a powerful, like cool thing. Let's use it for the military. So that's interesting. And then I wrote a question. Obviously, we don't know the answer to it, but I just wanted to get like, what do you think? How do you think devils are even like created?
Probably through like some weird like belief, like they manifest through people's thoughts kind of deal, maybe. Like if enough people think about something or have a fear or something, a devil may manifest as that thing, and depending on how big or small it is, it may become a big devil or a small devil. I don't know.
Oh.
But I think that might be like, that's usually how things go in a lot of things. It's like, oh, they manifest through a mass belief or something. And unless they just pop up or create it.
Let's say, because the boss was saying, like, the devils are stronger the more people are scared of the specific thing the devil is, like, mm-hmm. the devil of, I think.
Yeah, like saying. A car devil. And she was saying, like, if it's a car devil, it'll be pretty strong. Or, like, if it's a coffee devil might be pretty weak because it's just a coffee. I think that's the example she used. Okay. But she was saying, like, a car devil would be pretty scary because it could just run over people when they were in a car talking.
I feel like a car devil wouldn't be that scary, though.
Yeah, monster truck devil.
I get it. But see, the way this show is going with the names, I feel like there would be a separate devil for monster
trucks.
Yeah,
for monster trucks.
If that was the case, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is there just a devil for every noun in the whole universe? Or I don't know. So I guess we'll see. What else? Oh, yeah, I did write one last thing. What was the thing? Just like, does he save people or not? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Who, Denji?
Yeah. Because when he was fighting the bat at the end, like, he was, like, saving people, but then, like, he said something that made it seem like he didn't really care about saving them that much. He just happened to be saving them. So I just wanted to know what you thought.
I vaguely remember that part. Because it cut off right after that, right? After they crashed into the building. Yeah, right after they crashed into the building and everything. And then, like, because it was a girl running. I remember the girl that had, like, the papers and she was just staring. And then she ran away. And then wasn't there somebody under rubble, too?
Yeah. And I was like, maybe is it just women and children?
Children, yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember if he, like, what his remark was when that happened. I just remember them crashing into the building, the lady running away, and then seeing somebody in rubble. It's been like 2 weeks since I've seen the episode, so.
That's fair.
My memory's still pretty good, though. You know what I'm saying?
This is all it's holding on.
So I'll go back and see. I mean, obviously this episode, they'll definitely like solidify if he does or not. I haven't watched it yet. I was about to watch it, but then I fell asleep. It was super late, so I didn't watch it.
I'll probably watch some tomorrow.
So yeah.
Well, actually,
that was a good episode, though. It was a good episode. I don't know. Like you said, everything is like pretty base level. None of the characters are really drawing me in. Like Makima, I don't really care about her. I mean, I guess I do want to learn more about like how she got in that position and then how she saved the other guy. I think that would be kind of interesting just to see. Denji, I feel like we know his character pretty much as this super base level. Like he doesn't have much more to him currently. Obviously they'll build his character throughout the show because like we talked about, like he was basically like a slave. So he doesn't really have any aspirations other than like living paycheck to paycheck and making sure that he can feed himself and his dog and have somewhere to stay and won't be killed by the mafia. And then once that went away, he kind of was like got all his wishes already. So he's pretty much set, but he is trying to find a goal. Like when he was in that in the building, he was like, I guess I need a goal because everybody else has a goal. I don't really have a goal. Like I'm pretty set.
Yeah.
So I guess my goal will be I want to touch boobs and anything I can do to touch boobs will be, you know, something I strive for. So I guess they're trying to develop his character. I guess that's supposed to be like kind of, I don't know if it's supposed to be comedy or if it's just like that's who he is. I don't know. It's not coming across as either for me. It's just kind of like, okay.
I feel like this is a little of both.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, whatever. You know, cool.
Power. Boobs. I don't, that's just such a, it's not a, I mean, I get that he had nothing, but like, I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, I mean, yeah, he was broke and like wanted by the mafia, or whatever. But there have been people in worse situations who have touched boobs before. Like, I was like, have you never met like
a woman?
One girl throughout your entire life? Like, I don't know. That was just weird to me. I was like, how? Unless you just spent every waking hour hunting demons.
Yeah, but even then, he would go to stores and buy food and stuff, like grocery stores. He was like, we got some bread. He was walking in the city, so he's definitely seen women before. He just probably hasn't been like, I got time to try to go talk to some woman.
That's fair. Like,
I don't have time for that, so I can't do it.
Just have money on his mind. Okay. Do you want to talk about... You talk about My Hero?
Yeah, My Hero was good. My Hero was good.
My Hero did not disappoint this week. I was hype about it. I was like, oh, shit. But the way he woke up was dumb. I did not remember that at all from the manga. Like, I was like, what? Like, it was just like such a like wrong time, wrong place. Like, you were trying, you thought you were helping, but you just like it just completely blew up in your face.
Yeah, he shot the machine and
like it was very dumb. Like it was dumb.
Like I said, it was very asshole. Like, he woke back up. That was like, come on, bro. We could have did more than that. Or else they would have, like, been better off letting the doctor hit like some fail-safe button.
Yeah.
That, like, you know what I'm saying? And it was like a delayed response. So like, to him, he knows it worked, but everybody else doesn't. And then he just like played along, like, oh, it failed or whatever. And then sneak attack, Shigaraki wakes up.
Yeah, like, I would prefer that. Or like, if, like you were saying, like, if All For One would have just been like, hey, like, yeah, wake up.
Yeah,
like that would have been much better.
That would have been way better. It would have been way better. Like, what the heck? But aside from that, the episode was dope. I thought it was good. Crust died in the lamest way. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's another thing. They did
him so weak.
Like, the way that this season is, like, I can't speak for last season. I didn't watch it. The way it's handling the deaths, it's like, it's so quick. Anticlimactic. Yeah. It's just like I get, like, Crust, okay, not the most important of characters.
Him. Yeah.
But like, he was still a pro hero. And like, it was just like, he just like got obliterated like 1 second, like 1 second of screen time. And then with Twice, like, okay, he got like one episode, but then he's just dead after that. He's just sitting there. And then the guy,
but it was a little bit of a build up. It was a little bit of a build up
for Twice.
Twice,
a little bit,
because Hawks, like, was, they show Hawks in like doing the leg work to kind of like gain Twice's trust. And then they were in the room, they were talking about it. And then it was like at least two and a half episodes before he died fully. So I think Twice as was it. And you got to remember you didn't watch last season, but they showed a little bit of that last season too. Like, Hawks was putting in the work to kind of get on the side of the villains and make them believe he's really working with them. So I think Twice as was a little more drawn out in a good way.
It was drawn out, but I'm just talking about the specific moment that he died.
Oh, when he died?
Like,
well, he just threw an arrow in his back. Or a feather, right?
He just like sliced him with like a feather wing.
Yeah.
But it was just so fast, I feel. It just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel like it should be grueling.
Yes. And, like, I should, like, it was just like, oh, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, the next thing is, I don't know. I like my anime deaths, if they're important characters, to be a little bit more important.
But is Twice really important?
He's important.
Though. He's important to like how Hawks got in, but like as a character, I feel like he's just a stepping stone character. Like, he's a character that's used to kind of like move the narrative along, but he doesn't have any real big, like, I feel like basically what I'm saying is, I feel like he could be replaced with another villain and nothing would change.
Yeah, I mean,
I know his power was important to them because he could duplicate himself so much, so they could have like an endless supply of like foot soldiers, basically, because he can duplicate himself so many times. But the faster he does it, the weaker they are. But they could have like put him in like an incubation like chamber and been like, hey, just keep duplicating and we'll keep, you know, replenishing whatever you need, so each duplicate is like 100% strength of you. And I think that's what they were trying to do. Like, that's why Twice was so important. Because his quirk is like really crazy when you think about it. Like, you can really make unlimited amount because his duplicates can duplicate.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think his quirk is important. I don't think his character is like important though.
His character, yeah. I guess his character didn't have like a ton of. Well, he had some depth. It was just all like
he actually got comical. He added
a lot of comedic relief. And he did have actually a good amount of depth to his character.
Yeah, I think he's has the most depth that we know as a villain. Like, they showed him a lot throughout the series, now that I think about it. Like, his backstory. I mean, the last season, they did the My Villain Academia, and they kind of went through, like, everybody, like, everybody's backstory. But I feel like we've seen twice his stuff a couple times outside of last season. Yeah. So, okay. It's fair. It's fair to say that.
But besides yeah. that, episode was dope. What were you about to say?
I was going to say, Crust did go out kind of sad, like, because he was, everybody was running, but he was so far behind everybody. And then Isaiah was about to die too, because the freaking Nomu grabbed his leg, but Crust yeah. was able to throw like a shield before he died to cut off his arm to make sure that Isaiah wasn't, like, you know, still in contact with whatever was in contact with Shigaraki's decay. And then Shigaraki is just OP. Like, what the fuck? He decayed a whole fucking city.
Well, that's what, like, I'm saying. Like, this was such a hype arc because, like, everything just, like, goes to shit. Because
yeah,
like,
yeah. It was going good. It was going good. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, we're winning. We got Shigaraki. We took down the villain. Like, and then, oh, my God. Since Shigaraki woke up, the other dude woke up. And he was like, all right, I can smell my master. It's go time. And he's fucking crazy. So I don't know, man. I mean, realistically, I know you said you kind of know what happens in the future, and you don't know if the villains win or not yet. But I could see the villains winning for sure. And then, like, it being some because I've seen theories that, like, the villains do win, and then somebody goes back in time to, like, fix something. So I could see that happening, because I don't see how the villains are going to lose. Honestly, I don't see, like, who is strong enough to defeat them, especially with the Paranormal Society and the League of Villains, like, banding together. They're too fucking strong, bro. Like, you did all that planning, all this month of planning, just for Shigaraki to wake up and fucking decay everything. If that's the case, bro, he can touch whatever and kill everybody. Like,
this arc is gonna be so fun to watch past this point. It's gonna be it's gonna be funny to just see it, like, all the, because I already know what's gonna happen, but yeah. Like, it's just gonna be fun to watch and to see what you think is gonna happen. So but yeah, Shigaraki is really powerful. He does have weaknesses still, but he is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody has a weakness. I just don't know exactly what his are. He gets those headaches, though. I don't know if that's because All for One is trying to, like, I don't know what that's about. They haven't really touched on those headaches, but he got them when he woke up. Like, he got two of them. Like,
and I'll say, like, another thing that's important about Shigaraki, like, if you do think he's overpowered, like, yes, he is very overpowered on the ground, but, like, in the air.
Yeah, in the air, he can't touch anything.
Yeah. Like, so that could
you
be,
can
like,
use, the Yuraka, what's her name? I don't know. Yuraka. She can't really, she can't touch him. But she can. Can she pass her power through thing? Can she touch something and then it touches something else and it'll.
I don't think we've seen her do that.
I'm not gonna lie. If they really wanted to kill Shigaraki, Aizawa, look at this man. Yuraka, touch him real quick. He's floating. Endeavor, burn this man to a crisp. And that's it. Like, you know, it's done. It's over. I mean, it's that simple, but it's not that simple. You know what I'm saying? It would take some things to fall into place, but
yeah, and that's a hard thing too with, like, because there's no All Might. So it's just Endeavor. Endeavor is very powerful, obviously, but he's not All Might.
He's not All Might, yeah.
And then they have
All Might. Now that I think about it, All Might didn't even, but he was saying that he didn't have the ability to see, like, all those other powers like Deku can.
Yeah.
Deku can use multiple, like, quirks from previous. All Might was just fucking strong as hell. Like, he could just do. He was like Superman, but, like, no, like, it was just super. I don't know. All
just
Might
all
was just
his
weird.
Strength was just, like,
yeah, like
amplified.
Super
he was just very powerful.
Run, jump, pick things up, go far, be super fast.
Yeah, he's basically just Superman without the lasers.
Captain Falco.
Captain Falco? Who's Captain
like,
Falco?
Like, I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, the flashiness, he would be around posing, You know how Captain Falco,
Oh, you're talking about from Smash Bros?
yeah,
Okay.
always smiling,
Falco.
Big chest, yeah, fast running everywhere. That's what he reminds me of, kind of, a little bit.
I can see that in the art style. I can see Captain Falco. You see, at first I thought you were talking about Falcon.
Oh, no, no,
like
no.
The bird, and I was like flashy. Bird, no. I was like, okay. All Might would have been very useful, but I mean, I guess, yeah, I already know kind of what's gonna happen, so I'm not gonna spoil anything.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for everything to be animated. I just hope it's done well. That's all I hope for. But yeah, I feel bad for, what was his name? Xless. I don't know if it's XS or Xless.
Oh, the dude that got fucking destroyed RP. In 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, what's this machine? Like, bro, he told you to pick him up and run. He's worried like about the damn machine, bro. Like, what are we doing? Like, that's like, come on, bro.
Like, doing more to what you were asked to do.
Come on,
bro. See where it got you.
Let me destroy this.
We go above and beyond.
You destroyed it, and then the dude woke up and literally touched your forehead, and you're dead. And took your cape as a blanket.
That was, said, that was cold. Disrespectful.
It said, I'm cold. I'm cold. Why is it so damn cold? And killed you and took your cape.
And then I felt bad. Because then I was thinking, I was like, dang, I feel bad for all like the people that aren't movement types.
Yeah. Because
they're just all dead.
Yeah, they're stuck. Yeah, they're stuck. I think everybody was able to evacuate the hospital that wasn't underground, though. Because they already cleared it out. Because you remember, everybody came in and they were like, all right, we cleared it out. And we yeah. showed up. So I think everybody else was gone. But it was pretty cool to see, like.
But you saw everybody running, though. Like, yeah, I just, like, make an assumption, like, people died, you know? Yeah, even though they don't yeah. show it. It's like, people had to have died.
I don't know why wouldn't that, the cat girl didn't die. Like, he did something to, like, uproot the ground, but she was touching the ground that she uprooted. I'm surprised she didn't get.
Oh, I know you're talking
decayed.
About.
Decayed. Remember she, like, ran and tried to stop it?
Yeah.
The other big buff guy was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
And she tried it anyway. Like, I thought she was for sure going to die right there, but. I don't
Everybody
know.
Was trying. Everyone was trying their best to stop. Nobody.
Yeah. Freaking Midoriya tried to do a kick, a 70. What was it like?
It was like Air Force.
40% kick. Like, yeah. bro, what do you think this is? And then Todoroki tried to put an ice wall, which was way more effective than whatever the hell Deku tried to do with that air kick. But, you know, it's still decayed ice. And then freaking the other ice dude showed up to save Hawks low key.
Wait, what
he was about
ice
to kill
dude?
Hawks. Remember underground? They were trying to block off the underground entrance so they couldn't get up. Like the people.
Oh yeah, like he kind of interrupted Dobby and them.
Yeah,
fighting.
Dobby was about to finish. He might have finished both of them because he was like, I was saving my last two like strong blasts because I knew this would happen. Because Hawks was like, I think he was like, go now. Because he used his max power already.
Yeah.
But he was wrong. Like he guessed wrong.
And he and you predict already. You predicted that.
Yeah. That what's his name would show up and help
Tokiyami,
him.
Tokiyami, something like that.
Yeah. He was like, Hawks, my master. No.
It is such a silly, like
they're literally only together because they're both words.
Yeah, like their relationship is so silly to me. Cause I'm just like, bro, like. And the funny thing is, like, when he did the internship with, like, Hawks
didn't even care.
Hawks didn't even, like, stick with him, really. Like, they barely were together. Like, it was a bad internship experience, but, like, it's just funny that they still have that relationship.
But he gave him good pointers. Like, he gave him good advice on, like, what to get better at and what to try to work on. He was like, you got to find your weaknesses and you have to build on your weaknesses and work around those. Because if your weakness is super big, then people will take advantage of that. And he took that advice. I do think Hawks was like kind of blowing him off, but Hawks was doing something way more important. Like he was trying to infiltrate the League of Villains. So he didn't really have the time to like intern, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he had actual work to do. Endeavor did too a little bit, but you know, he had Todoroki, Midoriya, and Bakugo. And he would like take them along with him on certain missions and like be like, hey, if you want to save people, you got to be this fast. Remember, like they couldn't keep up with him.
When yeah,
things
I
were happening
remember
at
that.
First. And so I think everybody had a pretty decent intern. I don't think it was like just whatever. I do think Hawks could have been better as a mentor, but I think he definitely helped him. Because he had two other interns too, I think. Or those were just his assistants that were helping.
Yeah, it might have just been his assistants.
Yeah.
Because they were all, like, not able. Like, I think his assistants were just, like, regular, like,
heroes,
amateur, pro-ish type heroes. But none of them could keep up with him.
Yeah.
But that was whatever. And My Hero has a best moment contender in here. But I gotta pull up the clip because I just thought it was really funny. But let me see. Anything else? Just RIP that manuscript.
Oh, yeah, that was in that building. He was like, my manuscript. Yeah. Will it be okay? I worked on it. And then he was like, yeah, it'll be fine. He'll be able to come back once we clear out the area. No, that shit is done for.
Like, that just felt like a SpongeBob moment. My manuscript. The whole city.
Like, it was that important, bro. You should have grabbed it before you left the building.
That shit was funny. I don't know. You have any predictions for the episode coming out tomorrow?
Next episode? They're going to really try their hardest to figure out what the fuck happened. I think that Endeavor and everybody else who were in the basement will be able to tell them what happened. And then they have the doctor, too. So the doctor, they're going to interrogate him and get as much information out of him as they can. And he'll probably spill some beans because he'll probably feel like it doesn't matter if I tell you, you guys aren't going to be able to stop it anyway kind of deal. Yeah. You know how like that usually goes. And I think that's how that'll be. He'll be like, I'll tell you guys everything because you're not going to be able to fix or figure out what we're going to do anyway. So here's our plan, which makes zero sense all the time. Like, even though you feel like you're going to win, that doesn't mean you should just be like, oh, yeah, this is what we're going to do. You know, like, you're not going to be able to stop. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so I think that's going to happen. What else? I think all the students are going to be like, what the fuck did we just see? Because they're going to hold the info. I feel like the higher ups are going to hold the information from them for a little bit of time. Like at first, when they're going to try to figure out everything, and they're going to be like, all right, how are we going to explain this to everybody without causing, like, I don't want to say mass panic, but I definitely feel like everybody who was there that day probably was like, what went wrong? Because everything was going so good. And then out of nowhere, it just turned terrible. I know Midoriya knows because, you know, his voice in his head, the original person of One for All was talking to him like, you have to go up there and stop it. But it's like at that point, and that was the first time he heard his voice, if I believe.
Yeah, he did say that. That was the first time he heard.
And he was like, it's nothing I can do. And I do feel like, I don't know, maybe not. I was going to say, maybe Midoriya might start second-guessing himself again. Like, am I strong enough? Because he always does that bullshit. But because he'll be like, I couldn't go up there and stop him. I'm not strong enough. I mean, which is fair. I mean, you've been fucking with this power for what? It's been like 3 years, and you're still not able to use 100%? Like, bro, get your shit together. I mean, me personally, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel like you are...
Has it been like, 3 years?
It's been 3 years. It's been like 3 years. Okay, so look, year
they,
one.
They juniors right? Now, then.
Yeah, when they first got into My Hero, remember, they first got there. Season two, they did the tournament against the other students. Season three, they did another tournament again for the next year, and they did two internships already. Or three, actually. Three internships, if I'm correct. And they had the exam. Remember, they had the exam that they had to pass, and they got infiltrated by Toga.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been like 3 years, bro. It's been like 3 years, and you're still not able to use 100%. Yeah, you learned some new powers, like randomly that just woke up out of nowhere that you're trying to figure out. But like, dude, you should at least be able to use full cowling 100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. Not on, and 100% doesn't necessarily mean like All Might level, you know what I'm saying? But 100% for your body, like you should be able to use, but I guess 100% is All Might level, you know, like that's what it is.
Yeah, just,
his percent is 100%. But if that's the case, get your ass in the gym. You were lifting all these weights, doing all this stuff to build your body up, and now it feels like he doesn't do that anymore. Maybe he does it off screen. But, like, for somebody who works out so much, he's not getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, they want his character to look, his design is his design. Like, they don't want him to be, like, swole, like, All Might or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like they could have took a page out of Black Clover's book with Asta. Like, they did that little
time that was skip. Such a big bulk up, though.
yeah. Like, he got giant. But that makes sense. I mean, he was doing, like, 1,000 push-ups a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, Asta was going crazy. But even then, like, when Midoriya was doing that cleanup shit on the beach, he had to clean up all that shit. He was moving like metal, not only trash, but it was like for real, like pollution. Like it would be metal trucks, cars and stuff like that, and cleaning the whole beach. Like,
I feel like that was his last like bulk up, honestly. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was his last time he really put in, like any work in terms of physical, you know, making his body be able to sustain, I guess, his power. Obviously, over time, they showed him getting stronger, too. But I just feel like, I also feel like All Might is doing a bad job as a mentor and a teacher. I feel like he doesn't push him hard enough. And he doesn't, like, give him a sense of urgency, you know, like, urgency or whatever. He's kind of just like, oh, yeah, dude, take your time. Like, you're doing great. You can do these things and go at your own pace. And I feel like he needs to be like, hey, bruh, I took a chance on you with these powers. And right now, you're not really showing me like I made the right decision.
You're about to, you know, take him away. You're about to move, like, the JV.
Not take him away, but like, bro, lock in. Like, lock in, bro. Because you're the one.
Varsity letter.
Like, you're the one. You're the person that's supposed to be the next number one hero. And that's what you want to be. But you're not showing me that. Like, you got dudes outworking you. For instance, like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but when Todoroki and Bakugo were working alongside, I feel like he was behind them a little bit. And he kind of said, yeah, I was trying to master two things at once when I should focus on one thing. But it's like, bro, that's who you're competing with. And you have the best power in the world. And you're not up to that level. That's just how I feel about it, bro. I don't know.
Every time I think about that, then I just go back and think about the second My Hero movie. When have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't watched the second one. Or when he gave his powers to is that when he gave his powers to Bakugo and they were fighting on that island? Yeah, I fell asleep during the movie. I'm not gonna lie. I went to go see it with my dad, and we thought it was gonna be in dubbed, it was in subbed, and it was like late at night. I was like, oh my god. And it was slow at first. It was a slow build up.
It was slow.
So I fell asleep, and then I woke up and I just seen Bakugo and Deku fighting together, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? But
no, that's like one of my favorite like moments, even though it's not canon, obviously, like one of like my favorite like fighting scenes in like the whole series. And it's just because Bakugo is my favorite character, and him having one for all and just like blowing up the mountain and all that shit. It was so cool. But every time I like see someone complain about like Deku and his powers, I just think about, what if Bakugo had the powers?
Well, Bakugo, remember, even Tony, he was like, dude, like, I know the secret. And all I'm gonna say is, you better just be good with him. Like,
yeah,
you better just be good with him, because I don't, at this point, I really don't feel like you deserve him. And I feel like he's right. And I feel like All Might really took a chance. Like, obviously, it's cliche. Oh, this kid had no powers, but he's still trying to go save his friend, who he finds out later is not even really his friend. So that like amplified his reason on giving him the powers. Like, you remind me of myself, kind of, which I don't even think is true, because I don't know. Young All Might, we haven't seen young All Might. We've seen like high school All Might when he was like in the car and stuff, and he was like, you know, cool, whatever. Maybe he was like a like Deku when he was a kid. I don't know, but he seems very charismatic. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't seem shy.
Yeah, I don't feel like All Might was the same.
Yeah.
Based and off then like,
you got Lemillion. He was so like, obviously, you know, the creator doesn't be like, oh, I'm just going to make a copy of my same character and make him the main character, you know, because they're like low key, like copies, even though they have different powers and they kind of have different characteristics in terms of looks. They look exactly the fucking same, bro. Like, you would have thought that Lemillion and All Might.
Oh, yeah, they do look similar.
You would have thought that was like his long lost son or something. Blonde hair, blue eyes, kind of bulky, not super, super big, but you know. That man should have been oh my god, bro. I'm looking at him right now. He should have been the main hero. He's so much cooler than Deku. Everything. But you know, I don't create the show. It's not me. I don't know, man. I feel and like he's the number one in his class. His power's trash, and he made that shit
his
good.
Power's trash,
like, bro. His power is not good, bro. Like, let's really break
I
it
think
down.
You will really like this arc, and I think you will also really like the next. I think everyone is gonna be shocked by the next arc if you're like an anime only watcher.
Yeah, man. I just need my boy to get some more screen time. I need him to get more screen time. Cause right now, didn't he lose his power?
Yeah, he lost his power.
Yeah, so
he had to get
more. That's some more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my god.
The creator had to ax him because he was like, all right, like
he's
I know
too
I
good.
Introduced
he's
him.
Too good.
But he's too good. We can't keep him.
He's too good. I cannot keep this character. You're gonna be like, why didn't you make him the main character? Because I'm a dumbass. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, he's like, bro, this dude's too good, bro. I can't keep him. He's too good.
I actually wish there were more animes, though, that like went like, I want to call it like the JoJo route and just kept switching like main characters.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I feel like that would be interesting. Because I feel like it, and even then, it would be something new, like edgy, like actually like killing your main character. And like just handing the torch off to some other, like it doesn't have to be like a random character, but one that's like not even that relevant to the show, but it'd still be good. Like I would like to actually see someone try that. But
also the bullets got destroyed. The quirk destroying bullets got destroyed. That
was like the last thing.
Yeah, and he was saying Overhaul wouldn't be happy about that. I don't know if those were the last ones, and they don't have the. Like the science to make them anymore or what, but he was saying Overhaul. I don't know if he was just saying that just to be like a funny jab, like, ah, he wouldn't like that. Or if like, oh, damn, well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
A bit of both. Cause he didn't actually like Overhaul.
Yeah. Even though I think Overhaul is a better villain than him. Here and there or there, you know what I'm saying? I think Lemillion is a better main character. I think Overhaul is a better villain.
Lemillion is a better character. You think the main villain should be a different character?
Think about it. If Overhaul and Lemillion were like the one and two, I feel like that would have a. I think it would be more like in depth because like you got the. Okay, Lemillion is like the next All Might for real. You know what I'm saying? Like the next All Might. This is the new All Might. All Might is done. But you got a successor who looks to be even more promising. And then Overhaul literally has the whole mafia behind him, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He has bullets that can take quirks. Like, I just feel like it seems it would be more. I think it would get a little bit darker.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, that sounds like a much darker story. But it would be interesting, though.
But you know, you always wish for things, you know. But I don't know. I don't think My Hero is bad. I just think that would be a interesting take if that was a possibility.
You never know. Maybe he might do like an off story or something. You never know. Well, let me see. Before we go on in Bleach, let me just check something real quick. Well, let me see. All we got left is Bleach.
Yeah.
Actually, no. All we have. Well, that's not all we. That's the only show that we watch regularly. But
and then we got our weekday of the week.
Yeah. So this episode, all the captains preparing for the war. And then we find out. Oh wait, no, that was just like a guess.
That was a very short meeting.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I guessed, and it happened.
It was a very short meeting.
And he was like, "It's your fucking fault because you didn't kill this man 1,000 years ago."
Basically,
like, goddamn, like,
I didn't know what this guy was talking about. I was like, "Why is it his fault?" I was like, "Bro, I don't care about that. It's his fault. The security is so bad here. Really?
Because what? He's the Grand Master. What is he? What do they call him? Grand?
I don't know." Grand Captain, Grand Master.
Grand Captain, Grand something. Yeah. Top dog.
But, like, it's his fault. The security of the Soul Society is terrible. Like, it's just bad. Like, how you get snuck twice in, like, a matter of, like, a day. Like, it was just it was bad. Just like, dang. But, that was funny. And then, yeah, and then they immediately attack again.
Yeah.
I was like, they are already attacking. And
they were ready, though. They were ready.
They were ready. Were they ready, though?
No, I'm saying the
Quincy's are ready. Yeah, the Quincy's are very ready.
They're trying to get on that. I mean, dude broke down the history. Remember? He broke down to the two new people.
Oh, yeah, when they were talking.
When they were talking, he was like, what's the beef between the Soul Society and the Quincy's? And he was like, basically, we both kind of want the same thing, but the Quincy's want to just eradicate all soul, like, all Hollows. But you can't do that because it has to be like you have to purify the soul because it has to be a balance. But if you just erase all Hollows, then you're going to unbalance the basic, you know, like just cause unbalance in the universe. And the Soul Society or the do they call that world the Soul Society? What do they call that world?
The Soul Reaper's place.
So yeah.
The Soul Society.
Okay, he was like the Soul Society and the human world will combine and basically cause both to just, you know, destroy themselves, each other, and just completely collapse. And the Quincy's don't give a fuck about none of that. But where do they live? Don't they? They live in both, don't they? They're like,
wait, who lives in both?
The Quincy's.
The Quincy's.
Like, where do they stay?
Where the Quincy's?
Do they stay in the human world or?
I don't
anywhere.
Even know.
It seems like they can just go anywhere.
Yeah, I have no idea where they live because they. I'm guessing they don't live in the Soul Society. I don't know. It's just the whole history thing is weird too. Because I'm like, okay, the problem was the Quincy's and the Soul Reapers don't get along because the Quincy's completely eradicate the souls and they mess up the balance and they'll literally destroy the world if they keep doing that.
Yeah, messing up the balance. Yeah.
So then the Soul Reapers tried to talk to them, and then I'm guessing the Quincy's were like, no. So then the Soul Reaper was like, all right, we gotta kill y'all. But, like, I mean, makes sense, I guess, because it's like it's either we work together, y'all stop eradicating things, or y'all just destroy everyone anyway.
Yeah.
So I feel like it made perfect sense for them to just be like, all right, we have to kill them. But now, obviously, he didn't kill them. But,
or
the head captain didn't kill the master.
A thousand years later. They was plotting. A thousand years. Like, all right. But they tried to eradicate them fully. So I can see why they get upset. Like, you know what I'm saying? You tried to kill us off. Like, our whole bloodline. Yeah. Like, you literally tried to kill all of us.
Basically genocide.
Yeah, like, get rid of us. And that was another interesting thing. Because remember the other guy who's with Ichigo. Even though he doesn't really, like, help Ichigo. He was like, I don't get involved with Soul Reaper stuff. Like, if you gotta go do stuff, I won't help you. But if it's like destroying Hollows, I'll help you, because like that's like a common ground we both, you know, hold together. Like, you don't like Hollows, I don't like Hollows. We both want to eradicate Hollows, even though you want to eradicate them in a different way than I do. I'll assist you in defeating a Hollow, but I won't assist you in anything else because we don't have a common interest. And that's why I didn't go with him to Waco Mundo, because he was like, I don't, you know, that's your shit. I'm not helping with that.
Right.
And then he was in his I don't know whose house that was. I'm pretty sure that's his dad's house. I know his dad died. I remember when I was first started watching, his dad was like super upset with him because he wasn't good at the Quincy stuff. Like, he was trying to teach him how to do it.
I think that's his dad's place too. Was that his brother?
Yeah, I think that's his brother or somebody related to him. And he was like, his dad didn't like really like love him because he was like, you're working on it, but you're not really good at it. But his uncle, I do remember, like, his uncle was the person that would help him along and try to get him up to speed so he could be a good Quincy. But his dad was like, you're not good. You're not really, you know, meant for this. And you bring shame upon the family kind of deal type shit. And then so I think that was like the dynamic with him and his dad. And then he got strong enough, and then his dad still didn't want to, like, I'm pretty sure he fought his dad, and his dad still didn't care, even though he was able to like demonstrate he had the power to be him and be on that level.
His dad died.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe this was like when I first started. Watch me be like totally wrong, but this is what I'm remembering. This is definitely what I'm remembering. Or it could have been filler, you know. But I know I was going through not to watch filler. So
I just have a,
I don't know who that guy was
about his dad.
But I think the book, but he was reading the book in the little cupboard. And that's the history too. So this is what I was saying. Like, remember I was saying the winners write history. So
yeah.
I'm curious to see what the difference is in the telling of the story, because obviously there's going to be some differences, because clearly the Quincy's feel like you can eradicate Hollows however you want. You can completely get rid of their soul fully and it won't disrupt the balance of the universe, but Soul Reapers don't feel that way. And I don't know if there's anything showing that one is right or one is wrong, or they both just have a hunch like this is going to happen or this is going to happen type of deal. You know what I mean? Because that's the main pain point, like why they don't get along. But that could just be like a wool over the eyes. Like this is the problem we're going to say is, but this is not really the problem. It could be something else, like totally different for both sides. And this is just like the example they use just to kind of tell everybody when they become a soul.
That's how they justify it.
Yeah, justify it. Yeah, of them trying to genocide the whole Quincy's.
That would be an interesting thing, because right now, I don't know who's... I mean, I don't know whose side I'm on right now.
Yeah,
honestly.
I just know the Quincy's look cool as hell. They got all the all white. They dripped out. They use like the spiritual energy and stuff.
No, but his... What's his name? I wrote his name down. Bell Sterndyke. Is his name? Bell Sterndyke? The guard dude in Hoikomundo?
Yeah.
With the glasses. His form was kind of... It wasn't... Like, I don't think it was that cool, to be honest.
Oh, when he, like, but remember he had to absorb that, like, Minotaur thing, and that changed the way it looked. Yeah. Like, he had wings and a halo and stuff. He was like, I had to tarnish my form to, I had to, you know, absorb this power, and it's tarnishing my form, but I had to do it because I need this power to basically win or whatever. His face did get all weird, like, his teeth got big, but that's because he was taking the features from the thing he absorbed, like that giant beast thing. Yeah. So I do think it'll look cooler, like if he didn't, like it looked like he was gonna be like an angel kind of thing.
And then I have a prediction about Ishida's dad, because I don't remember anything about him. I feel like his, like he's like from like a royal bloodline or some shit.
Cause, oh yeah, because like the guy was like, "He's you're stronger than him." He was like, "Oh really? I am? What?"
Yeah, like he was so shocked about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I also think his dad didn't agree with the leader. Cause his, why is he the only one that, the only Quincy that's
that lives on Earth?
Yeah, maybe his that dad agreed with too. The Soul Reapers, and he was like, or so, I don't know. Maybe it's definitely going to be something. It's going to be something.
Yeah.
Cause why was he split off from all the other Quincy's? But he also thought all the other Quincy's were dead. But maybe for his dad, he was like, they're dead to me because they're not following the true traditions. Like,
yeah,
those aren't real Quincy's kind of deal. Like. You say you're this, but you don't follow our base beliefs. Like you changed it and it's something else. So you're not a Quincy anymore kind of deal. Like you, I don't claim you as being like me kind of thing. So I think that would be interesting. That's my prediction. That's what I think is going to be the turnout. I also want to know what he read in that book.
Yeah. And I think you might have something actually with like the Soul Reapers just making up the whole like world balance thing.
Yeah.
Because like if that's the case, like why do Quincy's even exist then?
Yeah.
Like why would, well, if their whole existence is just to destroy the balance of the world, I don't know. Like if Hollows exists for like a reason and Soul Reapers exist for a reason, humans exist for a reason, then like where do these Quincy's come in that just like destroy all the balance? I don't know, but we'll see. And then the purple dude, I don't even care remember his name, the weird dude the like doctor or whatever, the scientist, he like, do you remember the part he like eliminated people to like balance the world?
Yeah,
that part he was like, yeah, I took out like this district or something. He's like, he like exterminated, I think he said, like a district.
Yeah, something. District, yeah. So, okay, I went on the Bleach Wiki, because this is stuff we should know. So I was like, I don't feel bad about reading it. You know, like, it's not spoiling me or anything.
Yeah.
So it says, the Quincy's, Kunishi in Japanese, stand for Monk of Destruction, and they are living beings, humans, that have the ability to detect existence of Hollows and other souls. Most of the Quincy's were exterminated by the Shinigami, and the Shinigami are basically like the, I click on that and that takes me to the Soul Society. The captains of the Soul Society are Shinigamis, which are death gods, you know, like in the, what's the name of that anime?
Like Death Note.
Death Note, yeah. Like, so they're, you know, death gods. And they basically, it says, are guardians of the souls who are going through the circle of transmigration. And in ancient times, they were known as the balancers. So maybe the Quincy's are just humans that think they know what the fuck they're talking about and they don't know it. Like, they have a little bit of an understanding of like the spirit realm, because that's what it sounds like. Like, they understand they're living beings that have the ability to detect existence of hollows and souls, and they use, like, you know, the spiritual energy or whatever. So they probably don't get the full story, but the death gods, the Shinigamis, you know, the soul reapers do get the full story, and they don't want to listen to the full story. I think that's probably what it is, now that I've like read these two things in the wiki.
I think the people that just like started off as regular people, and then they just like,
yeah, and they, but they gain the ability to detect like spiritual being, because remember, in the real world, human people can't see like soul reapers and stuff,
right? I don't, like, think they can't see hollows stuff either.
Yeah, they can't see hollows either, but it's saying that Quincy's are humans that have the ability to detect the existence of hollows and other souls. So like, they're spiritually connected and they can see those things, but they're humans themselves. And I think it is a misunderstanding. I think, like, basically the Quincy's felt like, why do we need these death gods if we can just take out these hollows ourselves and rid and cleanse the world by ourselves, kind of deal.
Okay.
And like, just exterminate all of them so the world will be a better place. But the Soul Reaper's like, yeah, we kind of thought of that already, but we can't do that because it has to be a balance. Because without a balance, then both worlds or realms will cease to exist. And the Quincy is like, you're lying, you just want to be lazy. They're or flat whatever earthers. yeah like whatever. This is why you're not doing it.
They're just, and the Quincy are just conspiracy theorists.
So maybe that's it, that's all off of me, but I do think somebody's lying. I don't think it'll be that surface level. Maybe it is that surface level, but I do think somebody's lying. I do think the Soul Reapers may be lying.
Something's,
I
do feel like, not the Quincy
know
up.
Something, yeah, something's not adding up. But it could really just be that. That happens a lot, though. Like, it's people that think they know better than the people that are in charge of, you know, doing whatever they're supposed to do and maintaining something. And then they try to do it themselves, and they don't realize the repercussions that come with trying to solve the problem in a way that seems very rudimentary, you know, like super simple. But it's not as simple as you think.
Excellent.
I don't know. That's interesting. I'm glad I read those two things.
His name was Exodus.
But I told you it was like German. Remember, you were like,
yeah, he is German? German.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that's German on the screen.
Well,
like,
I know by his name now. Bell Sterndike. Like, I can
tell he's German now. I'm like, bro, this is German. Because when he showed up the first episode and he like said something, I'm like, this shit is in German. It's not like it's subbed in English, but it's German on my screen. So yeah. I don't know. The episode was great. The fight was pretty cool. Like, even though it was like the start of the fight, like it was kind of like the mid, like they fought and then he transformed and he absorbed the I keep calling it a Minotaur. It's just a fucking beast.
That thing was actually made out of,
that shit was fucking them up too.
Their arms. I was hyped that they weren't dead though, because I was disappointed in the last episode that they just got beat. I was like, what? These will be like the three strongest people. So
yeah. And he was like, they were like, you thought you could beat us that easy? And then he fucking put him back down on the ground.
Yeah.
like, all right. So he kind of underestimated their power, but not in the sense of like, I guess he thought he killed them already, but they weren't dead.
Yeah. And it was cool he could like
confirm the kill.
Suck energy. No pause.
No, no pause. Oh yeah. Cause he was taking, Orihime's, her shield too.
Yeah, he's in Chad's like arm, like he's saying like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and absorbing it and using it for himself. So that's probably why it took him 1,000 years. They were probably trying to absorb enough energy so that when they would be strong enough,
they're stocking up.
Yeah, just show up and be like, all right, it's go time, and we're revamped. We hit the hyperbolic time chamber, but instead of it being a day for 1 year, it was 1,000 years. Of like actual, you know, it was like no shortcut. It was just like, yeah, we had to wait 1,000 years to get this strong. So I don't know, that's kind of ass. You had to wait 1,000 years.
That's what I was wondering too. Like, is it like 1,000 years? Like, does it feel like 1,000 years?
1,000 years to them, yeah.
Or is it different?
1,000 years to get back, man. By that time, I'm not even mad no more.
That's a long grudge.
It's whatever, bro. We got our own world. We living. They don't even know we exist no more. It's whatever.
But I guess maybe they just fear, what if they did find us?
Yeah.
So they got to strike back. And I mean, they're doing a good job at striking back.
Yeah.
Like, the security is terrible.
But they have like some, remember they were, he was like, how did they get in without us knowing? Like, they teleported inside. Like, they have some, I don't know. I feel like they have a huge or a great understanding of like spiritual energy and everything. So like all that shit that they have set up to like detect or, you know, like block off people from getting in, they know how to get around or bypass it.
Okay. I'm just thinking about like all that. Like, I just started like thinking like funny shit, like all the anime, like infiltrations, like what is like the most like egregious ones? And then I just think, I immediately thought of like Naruto, like the Hidden Leaf Village, like how many times they got sacked. Yeah. And I thought about like the cities in Dragon Ball, or like the Wizard Kingdom in Black Clover.
Those are just regular cities though. You know, like they're not meant. They don't,
I guess,
they don't even,
yeah.
They don't even expect people like that to exist. They're just regular humans, and Goku happened to end up on a spaceship and landed on their planet, and now they got a bunch of problems.
That's fair.
That wasn't supposed to be happening.
Or maybe like the school of My Hero.
Oh, yeah. Like, the villains just showed up on their field trip and just, like, what the heck, bro?
Like, security just be bad.
But, you know, like, a lot of things like that, even in real life, people don't expect the worst. Like, they have security plans, but they don't expect things like that to happen. I don't want to, like, put a damper on the podcast, but you know what I was going to say. Like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
No, I get it. No, it's accurate. I get it. Security be whack. Be low security. But, all right. Got that. What are your, is it interesting? I feel like we might have some differences this week. What are your best for this? What's your best episode? Best episode.
Best episode. Sorry, I'm outside on the grill. If it's like windy or anything, best episode I would have to say is probably, I don't know. Best episode would either have to be Bleach, or I want to say Bleach, Mob, or My Hero. It's between those three. Is that like everything we watch too? So it's not really. That's not really. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So that's not really like narrowing it down. But everything like you said, everything was good this week. I like Bleach a lot. I like Mob a lot, and I like My Hero a lot. I know you said you didn't really enjoy My Hero because the way the deaths plan like panned out.
Oh no, I liked the episode. I just didn't like. I just think the deaths are very anticlimactic. But like, as far as like hypeness goes, like it. I wouldn't say it exceeded my expectations. I feel like it met them right there.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay. So yeah, I would say favorite episode, best episode for me, probably My Hero.
Okay, then we'll be the same then. My best episode was My Hero for this week. But it was also very tough, honestly. All the episodes were just really good, and I feel like they're all picking up at the same time, which I love.
Yeah,
because every episode is like hype and just like exciting, and it's like, oh, how good is this episode gonna be? So I hope it stays like that next week too, and all the episodes are hype. But best episode, My Hero, honestly, just because of, might even just be biased, they were all good. But
oh,
they were all like, all the episodes were good, but I've just been all waiting this arc happening. Mm-hmm. So like, this episode was very good to me. Okay, both got the best episode. What was the, this is hard to even see, what was the least interesting episode?
At least interesting Chainsaw Man. I'm sorry, it was good, but I don't know. It's not growing on me like that. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if we weren't doing a podcast, I probably would drop it.
It's only the third episode, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, I don't know, man. That dude is.
It's just not cash.
I don't know. I just don't really. Yeah, I'm not really feeling it like that. I'm not really seeing the hype either.
How about this? If okay, let's say we okay, it's three episodes and
episode 10.
Sure, I was even gonna say like five. If we get to episode 10 and it's still not very good, it could be our first drop. We could just drop it.
Okay.
I don't care. Because if it's not fitting the hype, it's not fitting the hype.
Yeah,
that's just all of it.
But I mean, if you like it, we can keep watching it. If you like it, I'm just saying, me personally, I'm not seeing the
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm sucked in yet. Yeah, I would say like I'm watching it. It's
you're cool. Trying to see what's going to happen. You're trying to see what's going to happen. Like, it's not like I just want to see where it goes from here. For me, that's kind of the same way with like Euphoria. Like, I didn't really care for that show either. Even though like it's not an anime or anything, but you know, like it's a HBO thing. It was like I was watching that show, but it's not because I liked the show. It was kind of like I just wanted to see what was going to happen, kind of deal. So it might be the same thing.
We'll see. We'll give it a little time. And it is weird. It is kind of hard to compare it to the other ones because it is a fresh, new
brand story new.
Completely. So there's no groundwork for it. I feel like shows usually pick up by like the episode 8, 9, 10, 11, depending on how many episodes in the arc. It usually picks up around that time, especially for like our first season. Because like for Fire Force, I did not watch it for like a while.
That show was good either.
No, but wait. I didn't watch it for a while. Like, I didn't watch it when it initially came out. And then I think like a year or two later, I watched it. And then I was like, it's like, all right. Like, I got to like episode like 7, 8. 9. I was like, it's whatever. And then one episode came on, and then that just hooked me. I was like, dang, this just got really good all of a sudden. And then since then, I've just been a fan. So anything, it could happen. Chainsaw Man could get really good, or it could just be the same. We'll see. Least interesting. I can't really pick at least interesting.
Down.
What about best animation?
Best animation would have to be, I would say,
for me, it's Mob.
Yeah, I would say Mob. That fight scene with Dimple, and the blind guy were the two best ones.
That was really good. That as soon as I saw that scene, I was like, "This is gonna be tough to beat that," I feel like, in my head after I saw that scene. But it was also it was the last one I watched, so I knew it was gonna be the best. I was just like, that was good.
And then like Chainsaw Man just started their fight. So like we gotta see what that looks like, you know, fully. It was like the beginning of a fight.
I think I did write that the animation did look a little funny.
Oh yeah. Like it just looks weird. It looks like they're like it's being like it's a real person and they're drawing over like real, you know what I'm saying? Like like it's a recorded video of live action that's being drawn over to try to make it look fluid. Like even their opening is like that. Like it looks super fluid, it looks realistic, but it doesn't look animated. Like, I don't know.
It is weird. It just looked funny. I don't know why I wrote the comment or what specific scene I was looking at. I know it was during a fight, but it definitely looked funny. But who knows? Maybe one week it'll surprise us. The animation budget will just drop all into one episode. You never know. They might win it one week. Let me see. Best. Wait, what is worst? Oh, I put worst animation as Chainsaw Man. But it's not even. It's like whatever. It's gonna win that until like something good it really happens. Best moment.
I think Shigaraki waking up. and destroying a city. Or either that or Mob getting that ugly ass but monkey shirt.
That one is fun. I forgot about that. That was funny. But I have I'm about to send it to you because it made me laugh. Like my best, like, okay, my best like serious moment was probably Shigaraki waking up. But this was like
the manuscripts.
No, that was funny too. Okay, okay. I'm sending you a video through text right now. This is like something that I put down as like, this is like the funniest moment this week to me.
Gotta go grab my phone. Is my audio still good? I've been like walking through the house and talking.
Yeah, the audio's still good.
Okay.
But it was when like Dobby and them were fighting and then the ice guy.
Oh, it just popped up. It was like, ah, the ice man again.
Yeah, and it was right after that. But you got to see the video.
That was a good moment, too.
Actually,
oh, yeah. Giant Mountain. What's her name?
Mount Lady, I think.
Yeah, Mount Lady.
He's like, oh.
That was a good moment. That was a good moment too.
But
yeah, a serious moment for me though. I'll have to say Shigaraki just decaying everything. That was pretty awesome. I was like, dang, bruh. Because I'm not a fan of Shigaraki, but when he did that, I was like, all right, all right.
You might become a fan.
You kind of tough. You kind of tough. That's pretty hard.
Six
bruh.
Seasons.
Like his power is cool. I never, you know, disliked his power, but I do think him as a character is like, you have this trauma that you pretty much caused. Like, yeah, it sucks that you killed your own family with your own powers on accident, but that doesn't mean you have to turn into a villain, bro. Like, you took that and became, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously that sucks. You're depressed, but you let a literal master villain manipulate you into thinking that it's somebody else's fault. Like,
I was about to say, like, he's just like, I don't think he wasn't going to be necessarily like a bad person. I think he just got manipulated by like the master of all villains.
And he happens to be the cousin of somebody who, or the nephew of somebody who had one for all.
Yeah.
And that's why he used them literally for that reason to try to like, and he doesn't see that, but okay. You know, whatever.
Hey man. Is what it is. But I did have one last thing. I have been watching To Your Eternity.
Ooh. Let's get into it.
Wait,
let's
get into it. I haven't caught up all the way.
I know, but I know the first few episodes had you feeling like, dang, bruh.
Because flashback to when Jenna was on the podcast, Jason was telling us to watch the show. So then I was like, all right, I tell Jenna, like, hey, like, you should, like, watch this one, the first episode. Like, I'm going to watch it. So I watch it, and then I'm like, damn, this is really sad. Like, this is, like, I'm getting emotional on the first episode. I'm like, okay. And then Jenna's busy, so she wasn't able to do the podcast. So then I stopped watching it, shoved it back in my mind. I just forgot about the anime. And then I think you brought it up last week that it was a new season.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna check out this To Your Eternity show. Jason says really good. I didn't remember what it was when you said the name, like just based off the name. And then I looked at it, and then I looked at like the cover of it, like on GoGo, and I was like, oh wait, I have watched this before. I've seen the first episode. So I went straight to the second episode, and then I just picked it up back. And I was like watching over the week, like at work when I had time. And I got to like, I think I'm on episode 11 right now. So I'm like halfway. There's only 20 episodes of the first season. So I'm halfway through it. And yeah, it's pretty good.
It's good.
It's interesting. It's sad.
It is sad.
But I will say I haven't gotten as emotional as I did on the very first episode.
Yeah.
But
because the first episode is when the kid died. The first guy he met died, right?
Yeah, because he was a wolf.
Yeah, he was a wolf. Kid. And then they tried to travel to catch up with his family, who said, we're going to travel. And then they found their dead bodies, and the kid started crying, and he was super sad about it. And then he went back and died.
Yeah, he got, like, injured, and he had, like, a fever. Yeah, he
got
injured,
fever, got sick. And then Fushi, you know, that's the name of the thing at the time, Fushi, for immortal. And he was just sitting there, and he just had to watch it. And he was like, damn, bruh.
He just died in a chair.
That's tough.
Sitting there, it was so sad.
And but he was happy, though. He died happy because he was dreaming about being with his family. So the dude died happy. But Fushi was just like, ah. Oh. And then Fushi's immortal, so he can't die. And he was just traveling, like, and just traveling. And eventually he made it. But he died, like, 100 times.
Well, yeah, and then he turned into the boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that and was, like, see, his first, like,
every thing. Person that, that dies, that he knows, he gains the ability to become them.
Yeah. Like, I've seen him, like, so that happens, and then Fushi travels for however long, dying however many times. And then he gets all the way to, like, this forest that just completely changes climate.
Yeah. But that's where the people were trying to go, because they heard about it.
Oh, is that where the people were trying to go?
Yeah, they were trying to get there.
That's crazy. Yeah, they were nowhere close to making it.
Yeah, yeah.
They were nowhere close.
No shot.
I don't understand why they left the boy either. Did they ever?
Because he was supposed to watch the older people.
Okay.
Because there was old people there. And they were going to come back and die then? Yeah, he was supposed to take care of the old people. Sorry, I'm eating, talking. He was supposed to take care of the old people because they weren't, you know, fit enough to travel. And once they made it, they were going to come back and get everybody.
Okay.
But they never made it. That's why he was there for so long by himself. Everybody else died, but he was the only person still left. And he was like, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to wait for him to get back to me because they said they're going to come back. And then eventually he just got tired of waiting because he was like, I've been waiting for a long time. Let me just try to follow their footsteps and see if they're okay. And then he did that, and he found, like, they put these rocks down to let him know, like, where to go. You know, like, if you follow them, like, how to get back, like, little stepping stones.
Yeah.
And tracks. And then he followed the tracks, and then he found their sleds and stuff just broken. And eventually, remember, he got sad. He put two and two together, and he figured out, like, everybody died. Like, it's just me. They're all gone.
That's sad.
And then he was trying to make it. And then he got in, like you said, he got injured and he fell into the water. And then he got, like, oh my God. I was like,
yeah, he got, like, hypothermia. Yeah. He's done.
That's tough.
Sucks.
That's tough.
That's a long journey, man.
Yeah. Okay.
But then, yeah, he got to the forest. And then there's that little girl. I just knew little girl's gonna die. And then she didn't die the way I thought.
She got freaking shot with an arrow.
The way I thought she was gonna die, but I knew she's gonna die. And then because she was talking about, I want to be an adult. I want to be an adult so bad. I want to grow up. I'm like, I know she's not gonna grow up. I just know it. Then she fucking got chosen out of what, three candidates to be the sacrifice. She got chosen. And then at first it was weird because I didn't at first see, like, the captors, like, I forget their names, but I didn't at first see them as necessarily bad people. I just saw it as like, okay, like, everyone, they're just believing this old
and they were lying thing. To them. They were lying to
them. Yeah. And then you find out the whole city was lying to them and the government was lying to them. And I was like, dang, that's fucked up. But then I still didn't
get why they were lying. Like, what are they doing this for?
But they were saying, weren't they saying, because they were trying to, like, get their resources or something, just keep them under control or something. I don't know, but that was messed up. But she escaped. I was just expecting her to just get sacrificed, honestly. I wasn't expecting them to go all the way over to the other country, or not country, whatever it is, and then
break her out.
Yeah, and then break her out and then come back and then die from an arrow. I was sad. I was like, and then I forgot what else happened. And then there was the bear too.
Yeah,
but he wasn't actually a monster.
The giant bear.
Yeah,
yeah, he killed that bear though. He was fighting, transforming to wolf form, and then they saved, like, they helped the bear and they healed it, and the bear was, like, on their team for a little bit, I think. if I'm remembering correctly.
I'm trying to remember if the bear, I think the bear was just, I think it was just dead. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was just dead, but they were trying to like figure out how to use Fushi to turn into the bear, because they figured out that he could turn into a wolf. And then you'll see that that woman is a weirdo. I mean, as you can see, she kept chasing him because she's like, "You're immortal. Like, what the heck? What are you? I want to figure out what you are." You know, like,
yeah. And then her face gets messed up.
Yeah.
He's saying she's gonna be a recurring character.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
She's gonna be a recurring character.
That was cool. Then he ran to the old lady. And the old lady took him to their town. Mm-hmm. And then they got the alcohol maker, and then he got his name Gugu.
Oh, you saw how Gugu, what happened to Gugu?
Yeah, that was silly too.
Yeah, that was sucks. He said it was silly. That was sad.
He was trying to save the girl. But he was like, wait. Like, and then just a giant log coming down the hill.
Yeah, and destroyed his face.
That sucks. But they don't actually show his face, though.
Yeah, they don't ever show his face. Now he just lives with a giant log on it, or can, or
like, you know, pot over his head. Whatever it is, over his head. And then he has a crush on that girl. I think it's like Rianne or something.
Yeah, the girl he saved, he has a crush on her.
And she joins the shop. And then Fushi starts talking more.
Yeah.
And then they do like a little time skip. And now Gugu's like big.
Yeah, he's buff. He said, I'm gonna work out.
But that was after they fought. Cause okay, now I skipped over there. Fushi fought the knocker.
Yeah. He was using fire because he could breathe, because he has like liquor inside his belly.
Yeah.
Cause the old man was trying to use him to store liquor and sell some super like rare liquor that's out of a little boy's body. Like, what the heck?
It's like, I modified you. I saved you and I modified you. But yeah, cool. He burned it. But then I have so many unanswered things. I don't know if they're answered in the future. But like the spirit, whatever thing that talks to
Fushi. Oh, the black guy in the hood. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you gotta leave because you're not gonna learn anything new here.
Yeah.
To like help you. And then Fushi's like, no, I don't want to. And then that's it. He's like, Gugu's gonna protect me.
Yeah, he was like, Gugu's strong enough to protect me. I'm okay.
And I thought Gugu was gonna die in the first fight. Now I feel like he's gonna die later.
Mm-hmm. Honestly. Why do you think he's gonna die?
Because it's like everybody's gonna die. Theme of just a show. I'm like, all right, they get him this time. Next time they're gonna get him. Like, I just think he's gonna die, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm on episode 11. Fushi can cook now. Gugu's buff. And that's about it. Oh, yeah. His brother. This is the episode where his brother is supposed to be coming.
Oh, yeah. Comes back and tries to get him back because he kind of like outcast him and stole his fucking food and did him wrong because he was trying to fit in with a group of people.
Like, I don't know what the brother's. I haven't watched the episode. I don't know what the brother's angle is going to be. Mm-hmm. But I assume it has something to do with like the ring he gave him.
He actually just wants to be brothers again, believe it or not. Okay. Yeah, he feels bad. He feels terrible because why would you
understandable?
Not
feel
like you just fucking destroyed
stole all the money, ran away, left me a note. That's messed up.
And it's mainly because he just wants to be brothers back, but his life didn't change for the better. He thought he was gonna be able to like do something with that, like when he stole that money. And he was going to be able to like set up and own his own shit, you know, like an own business. Because he was working for somebody else. You remember that? Or you might not have seen that yet. Or yeah,
no, I saw that. Like,
yeah,
the first.
He was like, I want to own my own. Yeah, he was like, I want to own my own and get my own stuff. And he was like, all right, I'm gonna take a chance. And he took a chance, and the shit did not work. And now he feels bad that he just wasted so much life, and he left his brother behind, and now he doesn't have any real friends and nobody to call family. And yeah. But Google's like over that shit, bro.
To me.
Gugu's over that shit, bro. He's like, nigga, you left me. I got a real family now. I got a drunk old man, an old lady, and my homie Fushi.
And an immortal beating. And Rianne, her dog. But I was just like, what was I thinking? When he left them, I know he gave him that ring, but I was like, bro, why'd you give him that ring? And it's kind of like annoying too for like your brother to like steal your money, leave, not talk to you, and then like to know he's just still in the town.
That
you like, were even still in. Like he's just on the street. It's like, really?
And you don't know where he's at. You think he's gone or
right. Meanwhile, he's just in the alley.
Hiding from you. I think he was hiding from him too. Like he didn't want to be seen by him.
That's true.
I could be wrong about that, but I think he was hiding. Like he would see him in the town and he would try to hide from him.
I'm sure he had to have at least heard of him because he's the only one walking around with a mask on.
Helmet on.
No, that's messed up. But I think, and it was also sad when, because Gugu was too young, he thought that was his family.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just like packed up and left.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, it's time. We got to find work somewhere else. I was like, damn, that sucks. Like, you just think you have a family. Like, he thought that was his mom and dad. And then they just pack up and leave one day. No, that sucks. Well, I'm excited to finish the rest of the episodes.
I will say this, though. You might get irritated with Fushi. I kind of am irritated with Fushi. Going into the second season, I think it's only like two or three episodes out right now. I am kind of irritated with him for reasons you'll see.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that. Well, I want you to guess why you think I'm irritated with him.
Is it because he's not bossing up?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's not bossing up. He's not,
because he's supposed to be the one to destroy the knockers. Like, that's his whole fucking point, is to preserve life. And I think the whole point of the knockers, they don't really explain it all too much, but it seems like the point of the knockers is to destroy life, and his point is to like preserve life.
Okay.
But the knockers seem to only attack him. And as you kind of notice the theme, like wherever he goes, the knockers follow and they try to kill him and they're trying to take whatever he has. But the dude made him. The guy that in the black suit, he created Fushi.
Yeah. I think, he definitely, that makes sense. This world is like, it's also interesting with the world. It's like, it's so old and primitive, but like, there's just like a guy running around turning into wolves and bears and shit.
Yeah.
It's just funny to see their reactions, because they're not really that crazy of reactions. But in the same time, it's like, they got
crazy stuff in their world too, don't they? Like outside of him.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I feel like it's not even that like crazy for them to even see a thing like that.
Because I don't think, because they believe in like spiritual, like people, you know, like they pray and I see them, you know, like in the world. So I do think in that group, they believed, remember the town that they tricked into believing that the sacrifice was needed to make sure that they keep getting goods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like they have a spiritual like understanding of something. So they're probably like, oh shit, this nigga's just a god or, you know, some being that's, you know, they don't bat an eye to it. It's good. I'm glad you're watching it. You got to get on World Trigger too, man. I know that's a lot. That one's a lot. It's a lot of episodes, but you will like that, bro. It's like Apex. I'm telling you, you're right. Like, what does that even mean? It's like Apex. Like, bro. Oh my god, that show's so good too. I'm glad I found those two shows, To Your Eternity and World Trigger. Awesome shows.
And once I finish To Your Eternity, I might check out World Trigger. And Vinland Saga is supposed to be coming out soon, too.
Yeah, Vinland Saga is coming back. So that's another show to add.
I'm ready, man. It seems like a hot season right now for anime.
Yeah, but... anime is its own one. Gaming too. God of War's coming out.
Oh yeah, God of War is coming out.
They got it got tens on everything.
Really?
Everything gave it a 10 out of 10, yeah. Every single outlet for gaming gave it a 10 out of 10.
Like, is it really that good?
Yes. You never played God of War?
I never played it.
Oh my God, it's free, I think, on PlayStation.
Well, like PlayStation Plus?
Yeah, PlayStation Plus collections. You can get it for free.
Okay. I was like, I know it's a... it's a renowned game. I just never actually played it. And I don't know. And Monty said Modern Warfare 2 is good. But last time you said that I probably wouldn't like Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, because you didn't like Modern Warfare. I mean, this one, I will say this one is different than the other Modern Warfare a little bit. I think it's more traditional Call of Duty. I'm not going to lie. It feels more traditional Call of Duty. It is still some things that kind of bug me, but... like, I'm camo grinding, so I'm using all the fucking bad guns right now. Like, so I'm not having fun, really, because I'm using, like, slow LMG. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of getting the camos. You got to use the sucky guns to get the best camo. But when you're using the good guns, it's fun. It's definitely enjoyable. Everybody has it. It's fun to play with everybody. The maps are okay. Like, you know how Call of Duty is. It's some good maps, some bad maps.
Yeah.
Well, overall, it's a good Call of Duty. It's definitely a good Call of Duty. I think it's returning more to like that classic feel. So yeah, I think you'll like it. Now that I think about it, especially if we're all playing together. Skill based matchmaking is super annoying though. Like super annoying. Like it's night and day. Like if we play with Key, and not to like you know shit on Key or nothing like that, but you know like they're not the best Call of Duty players. You can literally see the difference in lobbies. Like, I played with, you don't know him, but one of my friends from high school, his older brother, we played with him, and he's considered a bot. So, like, you know, if you're a worse player, you get put in lobbies with players that are around your skill level. We played with him. We got into his lobby. It was two dudes on our team that got 100 kills. That shit is not happening. Like, if it's me, Roger, Alex, Dylan, nobody is getting 100 kills. It was two people on our team that got 100 kills, and the other team was just terrible.
That's insane.
But it's like you can tell, like if you play with certain people, certain KDs, the lobbies will change drastically. Like, if
I don't understand why they do skill based matchmaking.
Apparently, it's better. It creates a better community. I think it's just shielding people, because when we were younger and we played. That shit didn't happen.
When you got shit on, you got shit on.
Yeah, you got shit on, bro. Like, it's not protecting you. If it you wanted to like, get better, get better.
But, like, it didn't even make me mad, though. It was just, like, funny. Like, sometimes you would be getting shit on so bad that it would just be, like, hilarious. Like, you just spawn, chopper yeah. gunner, chopper.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, it was just funny. I don't really see the problem. Like, sometimes you beat people.
Beat people,
really
sometimes
bad.
You get destroyed.
Sometimes
yeah,
you
like,
get beat. Like, it's just how it is.
Now it's every game is fucking a sweat fest and everybody is just doing okay. Like nobody's going crazy. Everybody's doing okay. And it's like, bro,
yeah, that's not like fun. That's not fun. Like I'd rather just run my chances of either destroying a team or just getting obliterated or just being like a semi-fair match, but not
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not being
not
forced
down to the T, forced to play
down to the T every game.
And then people on Twitter. Oh my God. And I play fighting games, so I understand it, but especially people in the fighting game community, they're like, I don't understand why people are complaining about skill-based matchmaking. Like, it sounds like you just want to play against weaker people. And it's like, bro, every time you play a fighting game, do you play ranked?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's literally what is basic. Like, every time I play the game, I'm playing ranked, and it's not ranked. I don't get any accolades for being, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, It's different if it was a rank system and I'm complaining that I'm getting matched up against people at my rank. That doesn't make sense. It's like I'm playing a player match. When you play a player match on Fighters right. or Tekken
like you
or
just
want to
have fun.
You just
want to
have fun. Sometimes you get matched up with... Yeah, sometimes you might get matched up against a nigga that's just crazy good
just
and he's
God,
playing player matches.
God
yeah.
ranked. God
it's
ranked.
Like, it's like, bro, why are you in a player match and you're the top rank ever? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, type of deal. But it's like... You just it's a luck of the draw, bro. It's random. You just play against whoever. And then with fighting games, you get that player match. You can rematch them as many times as you want. And if you don't want to rematch them, you just say no rematch. And then they split up the lobbies now too. So it's like, even so, let's say we do get a good lobby. That's like a good, it's the other team's not too crazy. Like, it's a pretty even game. Everybody's getting kill streaks, but nobody's just like, nothing's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are good games where it's like, all right, one team might pop off, the other team might pop off. But the games where like nobody is popping off because everybody is literally evenly matched in every way. So it's like, all right, I get two kills, I die like three times, I get two kills, you get two kills, you die three times. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not fun.
Because you're playing against people who are like the exact same skill level as you, it makes it even sweatier because you're trying even harder.
Yeah, you're trying even harder to have fun. Right,
so then you're not even having fun. You're just trying so hard.
Yeah, like, bro, come on. And they're like, oh no, we're not going to get rid of it. And they're adding a rank system. So my whole thing is like, if you're going to add rank, then what's the point of skill-based matchmaking? Exactly. Take that shit off. But I don't know. What do I know? You know?
I don't know.
I've only been playing Call of Duty for like 15 years.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
It's only been over a decade. Yeah, I don't like skill-based matchmaking for like public games. Like when I get on Apex, it's like, it's a clear system. Like I play ranked or I play public. I don't know if Apex does skill-based matchmaking, but like, pretty sure they don't.
Those are definitely different than ranked. Like you can notice the difference immediately.
And then even in ranked, like there's a big difference between like a bronze lobby and like platinum and then a master and then a predator lobby. Like it's all so different, and I'd rather it just be divided like that in ranked than have to sweat when I'm just in trying to like match. Have fun before on my lunch break or some shit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro,
I don't get it. I don't know, they want everyone to be MLG pro gamers.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't like skill-based matchmaking because they feel like it's only good for the noobs or the people that aren't good, because they're blanketed in their lobbies and they're playing against other people that aren't good. So it's like they're having fun because the experience isn't like I'm getting destroyed. I don't know. It's weird.
But like, imagine a lobby of just noobs, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like how bad.
And that's what it is. So like, okay. So when we play with, remember I told you the team had 100 kills.
Yeah.
Two people with 100 kills. That's because we are like good players in a bot lobby. Like it'll be lobby, like I got a nuke today in a bot lobby and I didn't even feel proud about the nuke, bro. Like I was like, are these real people? These can't be real people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, you do your skill-based matchmaking, but then all someone does is if we put really good players on a team with a couple not so players. Good players,
yeah,
your matchmaking doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
we and just then, get put in a noob lobby.
And then not only that, but then it also like it doesn't help the noobs get better. Like you're not going to get better playing against other noobs. Like you're never going to get better at the game. But the thing is, they don't want to get better at the game. They're just playing, like you said, they're just playing on their lunch break. Like, I just want to play Call of Duty, miss every shot, get like 10 kills and get off.
Which is fine, though.
But it's like there's nothing wrong with that. But
don't punish everyone else.
Yeah, don't punish the person that plays the game longer and say, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like this fair shake shit, man. Like when I was younger and I got shitted on when I was fucking 10 years old and I wasn't that good at the game, bro, going against grown men, like you said, spawn trapping my shit, chopper gunners in the air.
Exactly. Like you know, you what
I
did?
I got better. I got better. Like I got better. I played the game and I got better. I literally was like, all right, I just gotta get better. It wasn't like, damn, bro, I can't, I'm not good. Exactly. Why am I playing against good players? No, I just
like
got
I
wonder.
Like I want to know, like, who are these people that are like getting shit on in Call of Duty and just like quitting the game entirely?
Yeah. Like, bro.
Like sometimes you get shit on. I don't know. Like, is there actually like a community of people that are like, no, like I like skill based matchmaking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the thing is, with like games like this, the only people that are on Twitter or in the forums where the developers are talking are the diehard fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, my fault, I'm eating and talking at the same time. So, like, basically what the devs say back to us, like, to the people that are complaining about it or suggesting changes or saying, like, get rid of this, they're like, you guys are the loud minority. You're not the majority. Like, majority of the people that do like this, you won't see them talk about it because they don't care enough to get on a platform and say, hey, you should change this. You know what I mean? Because they're just playing the game for, like, fun or for, you know, just like, I'm just getting on to play. Kind of like, what games do I play that I kind of do that with? I don't really just play. I don't really play anything that I'm not good at or I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, whenever I play a game, I try to get good at the game. And I try to not, I wouldn't say invest a lot of time, but, you know, play enough so I know what's going on and what's happening.
But just like a really casual game. Like, I don't know. I would say that would be me for like when, like during like Fortnite, like I would just hop on before class. I would just be like, all right, I got time to play like one or two games. And then that would be it. And then I get off or something like that. Like some people just want to get on the game for like a little bit or not even just a little bit. They just want to chill.
Yeah, chill, get on the game. But even if you were good at Fortnite though, but you were pretty good. Like you weren't like crazy building, but like you could win a game. Like with you know what I'm saying? Like
I won games and stuff. Like I happened to get better, but I wasn't like trying
to get better
necessarily.
And then you play with us too. You play with us. Like we had that one day, we had like 7 wins in a row. I still remember that day. We were just going crazy. Now Fortnite has skill-based matchmaking. They added that at the start of season 2, so like 3 years ago. And that's when everybody stopped playing Fortnite. Cause like, for instance, I had a 3KD in Fortnite. So that's like, you know, that's really good in a battle royale. Like a 3KD is that's kind of crazy. And this is back when there was no reboot ban. So like when you died, it was over. Like, you know, like it wasn't, Apex wasn't really around yet. So that whole reboot ban system wasn't a thing at the time. It was like, when you died, you died. You just had to spectate. So I had a 3KD, right? They implement, but I'm not like a crazy builder. I just had good gun skill. Like I understand how to play the game. I would go around the map. Like I could build a little bit. Like I'm not like MLG pro or anything like that. You know, like these kids that are, you know, building 90s going crazy.
Yeah, and then even build. Before like they even put like the turbo mode.
Yeah. So I could build, I could edit and then like shoot somebody through an edit and stuff like that. Like I was a decent player, but I was just smart. I was a smart player. So I had a high KD because I would kill people and I wouldn't like take fights. I knew I wouldn't win or whatever. I kind of just played it smart. So I had a 3KD, which is extremely high. They add skill-based matchmaking. Bro, when I tell you those lobbies turned into like, I don't know who they thought I was, bro. But that's not me. Who you got me playing against right now is not me. I don't do that. I'm not that good. Like, I'm going against dudes that are doing 90s out this, like, 2090s building fortresses, editing on me. I'm like, bro, like, dude, because, you know, Fortnite had a lot of money in it. It still has a lot of money in it right now. But at that time, people were going hard on Fortnite because you can win millions of dollars. Yeah. Like, I was going against dudes that are trying to win millions of dollars. Like, bro, I'm just playing this game for fun. This just happened to be my game of choice.
It's funny because, like, this skill-based matchmaking in Fortnite sounds like, I don't know, like, it would be hard. I feel like you shouldn't even base that off of, like, what stats do you even base that off of? Because, like, the skills in Fortnite aren't, like, cut and dry. Like, they have this many kills over their deaths, or they last this long. Like, Fortnite has a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and, like, editing
and
building and
all that,
pulling your shotgun out and switching your guns and having this setup and all that. Like, there's so many factors. Like, how do you even calculate the skill of like an individual player accurately? I don't know, but like people, like the skill gap in Fortnite is so big.
But that is one game I will say that kind of does need a skill-based matchmaking. I'm not gonna lie, because like a top Fortnite player and you go against a new, it's like, bro, they're going to be very discouraged.
Like, you have
so
no chance of winning.
Zero chance. Like, you're not going to kill this guy at all. Like,
at least a Call of Duty, you could maybe get, like, I don't know, like lucky a lucky syntax, lucky rock,
shotgun,
lucky C4.
Yeah, like, Fortnite, bro, you see this guy, he's killing you. Like, it's no chance of you winning this fight. Zero. Zero chance. Maybe if you're like in a bush and he runs past you and you get a 100, like a 200 headshot,
yeah,
as he's walking past you, and because he doesn't see you. But if he sees you in the middle of the, no, it's right.
It's over. He starts building. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. And you're like, I don't even know how to bring out the map to build. Like, it's wraps, bro. It's wraps.
It's funny. But all right, man, I got to go finish cooking.
Yeah, I got to grind these camos, man. It was good. I mean, I definitely wasn't a 40-minute episode. Definitely overwent a lot. It was a good conversation. Yeah.
And then we started.
I think it's because
gaming.
The episode. Yeah, we started about. Yeah, that was like what 20 extra minutes. But yeah. The episodes were super good, so that's why the conversation was good. Like, it was a lot to talk about.
Right. Hopefully, I haven't watched any of the new episodes this week, but I'll probably watch them tomorrow. Hopefully, those all keep the pace.
Yeah, I can tell you, Mob does for sure. That's the only one I really watched.
Okay.
I saw a little bit of Bleach. That kept the pace too. I fell asleep on Bleach, but yeah. Not because it was boring, but because it was just late.
Yeah.
I try to go to bed early, so.
All right. Well.
All right, man.
Try to do it Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Almost knocked my headphone out. But yeah, we try to do it Sunday. Try to watch everything at work. They moved my desk, though. I'm like surrounded by managers now.
So you work in person? I thought you were like remote.
No, I was remote for a while for the other job that I had. Mm-hmm. And then when I came to Ohio, I switched jobs and now I'm in the office.
Okay. How do you like it?
I mean, it's nice. Like, everyone there is cool.
You have to dress up?
No, I don't have to dress up.
Okay. Okay.
You just can't wear like sweats.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeans, t-shirt.
Yeah. You can wear anything else. You just can't wear like sweats. But I'd be wearing like shorts. I'd be wearing like short sweats. Like sweatpants, short, yeah. Cotton shorts, they don't care. So I don't know. But it's cool.
How was the job fair?
The job fair, it was not even what I expected. But it still ended up being good. But like, I walk in, so it's at like a hotel. It's at the hotel conference. It's like a Kent State job fair for like Kent State jobs. So I go in there. I walk down the hall. I'm dressed up. And there's like, I finally make it to the room. There's like six tables. I'm like, okay. Like, I expected
only
like
six,
a,
eight.
Yeah. Like, I expected people. Like a bunch of tables, a bunch of people, like sections of all the different jobs or whatever. There's only like six tables. And there was like three people in there that weren't like actually, that were like people like me, like not sitting at a table. Uh-huh. And I was just like, okay. I hope I didn't waste my time here. So then I walk in. And most of them are like service jobs. Like, there's like the Kent Police Department. Probably like people who work like not environmental, but like, you know, like gardening, plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if architecture, whatever, I don't know. And people like them. And then I was like, okay, like maybe I can find a table that could possibly help me out. I just go to the plainest table. It just said Kent State University on it. And then I started talking to the lady. And she was like, she started talking to me about the job site. She was like going through, like, these are all the jobs that we posted in the past like week. Like, she had like a printout and she was like trying to tell me like how to look at the website. And I was like, yeah, like I know how to use the website. I've applied to jobs already. And she was like, oh, really? That's good. And then I was just like, I had like printouts, like my resume and cover letter. And I told her like, I'm trying to get a job in like higher education. Like, I have a friend who's currently in it. He's like an academic program officer. Like, I was interested in doing something like that. Then she was like, oh, okay, that's good. And I was like, have you applied for things? I'm like, yeah, I've applied for some things. She's like, all right, then we just need to like get you, like, we need to just get you in for an interview. So she just like took my resume, she looked at my cover letter, like read it over, and then she was like, I'll have so-and-so contact you about it so we can look into like getting you an interview. So hopefully I get contacted.
And that would be at your old school?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is like close to where you live right now?
It's very close. It's like, I'm like 2-3 minutes away from like downtown.
Okay. That's cool.
So hopefully I hear something. But I was surprised. I thought it was gonna be like a big job fair. I thought it was gonna be like tons of people, tons of tables, and that room was so empty. Was like, damn. All right,
Cool.
man.
All right.
Your job
I'm gonna
doing
be on
good?
Call of Duty. Oh yeah, it's going great. My manager's trying to give me a promotion.
There
I
you
don't feel like I deserve a promotion, but I'm just gonna.
Why not?
Hell, I haven't been
If
doing
they give it,
shit.
but like if
Yeah,
they, but obviously you have to be doing something, right?
I've been doing good. Yeah, but I don't feel like I don't feel like I've been doing anything that deserves a promotion. But my manager, she's super cool. He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, I know you kind of are like okay with how much you're making. You're like, I'm just going with the flow. You're making money, but I wanna get you as much money as possible. So I'm like, all right, dude. I'm like, all right, man. Cool.
Man.
But I'm trying to get into real estate. Not that I don't like my job, but I want to be able to work for myself. Like, I don't want to have to wake up and go to work. Even though I work remote, so it's not like bad or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, I want to just be able
Yeah.
to, like
You
I
just want
own
to pick your
buildings, I
own
run,
schedule.
yeah. Cause, like I want to own like buildings, like apartment buildings, houses, and rent them out to people. Not like a real estate agent in the sense like I sell people houses, but no, I own the property and I rent it out
You
to
want to be like
people.
a land, you want to be a
Yeah, like a
landlord.
landlord. Yeah. And I also want to get into like, I'm already kind of into stocks and stuff like that. Passive income, shit like that,
Yeah.
shit like
I know, like I would,
that.
I'm interested in real estate too. Stocks kind of, I mean, I like my dad still sends me stuff and he sends me like this guy, his name Bill Gunderson. He's like a big stock guy who's been in it for like years. He sends me like his like newsletters or whatever with all this information to like study it. My dad's really into stocks and he's been doing it for like years. But I'm not a big stock person. I just like it's just so fluid and so many factors that could affect my money. And I'm just like, I'd rather just make my money and I just know why I'm making the money and it's not going nowhere, it's not fluctuating. But the more I get into it, the more the safer you are.
The safer it gets, yeah.
I'm just ignorant, so that's why I'm like scared. And I'm like, nah, man, like I'm tired. Cause I was investing in things, but then I was like, it's not go it's going down or it's not really doing anything. And like I'm tired of
Yeah.
my money being stuck in here. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just gotta educate myself more on it.
Yeah. All right, man. I might stream today. I don't know.
Do it.
So yeah. I gotta get my camera. I told you I was gonna have a camera by this episode. I
Did
didn't buy it yet.
you?
Yeah.
I don't remember you saying that.
But I'm gonna buy one.
Cameras are cheap, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like 70 bucks.
Oh, I thought they were cheaper than
Well, they used
that.
to, remember when the pandemic started, they fucking hiked them up to like 130, 150 because
What?
everybody started buying them. So they like and doubled the price because, everybody needed them because everybody was working remote.
I thought they were like $30. Wait, there's some that are like $30. Are those like bad though?
No. Those are probably good too, but some of the ones I were looking at was looking at like they were 60 bucks before the pandemic. And then the pandemic hit and they went up to like 130.
Damn.
Yeah, trying to get off. Terrible.
All right. I'm
All
out.
right. All right.
I'll see you Sunday.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Got some good episodes to talk about.
You said what?
I said, got some good episodes to talk about. I know Mob was great. Bleach seems great too. So
Okay.
I think it'll be another good week. But all right, man.
All right.